Time for the little known black history fact, brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Aliko Dangote.
Yep,
Aliko Dangote. You need to know him. He is the richest man in Africa.
Wow.
Yes. One of the world's richest men. Isn't known to many in the West. In Africa, however, he holds the title of the richest person on the continent with an estimated worth of $13.9
billion.
At one point, he was worth as much as $24 billion, but he's down.
Down to 13. Well, you know. He's short a few bill.
Yeah.
You've
seen the market.
Dangote. Dangote. What is it? Dangote. Dangote. Did I say it right?
Uh-huh.
Dangote.
Right.
He was born in 57 in Kano State, Nigeria.
Dangote.
Okay. Hailing from the merchant family, Dangote began learning the trade in 1977 after completing his university studies. Using $3,000 alone from his uncle, Uncle Dangote, began the early stages of his import trading empire via the sale of flour, sugar, and salt. His Dangote Group is comprised of several companies that operate in 15 nations across Africa. Dangote owns Africa's largest cement company and was recently named the 67th richest person in the world.
So let's just say he owns Africa.
Right, exactly.
And let's just tell Donald Trump he started with $3,000, not a little $1 million loan.
From his dad.
Yeah.
He owns the third largest sugar refinery in the world.
Dangote.
Good God.
Dangote.
That's big. Dangote.
Yes. Big money.
Got to get your throat in that.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Just really quickly, Tom, for all of us black voters.
Yeah.
We're looking at Democrats and Republicans. Yeah. We cannot forget the compromise of 1877. You know that, right?
What's the compromise?
The Tilden-Hayes compromise.
What is that?
It was a purported informal unwritten deal that settled intensely disputed 1876 U.S. presidential election, pulled federal troops out of the state's politics in the South, and ended the Reconstruction through the compromise. Republican B. Hayes was awarded the White House, Democrat Samuel J. Tilden, on the understanding that Hayes would remove the federal troops whose support essentially for the survival of the Republican governments in the South Carolina and Louisiana. The compromise involved Democrats who controlled the House of Representatives, allowing the decisions of electoral commissions to affect it. In other words, they pulled the troops out of the South, and that started Jim Crow. We didn't get our civil rights till 68, and the Democrats and the Republicans did that together.
Okay, and as a real comedian, you got to bring it back around to Dangote. How do we get to the Nigerian billionaire?
Dang man, watch out. How about that?
Thank you. You know, comedians, we always want to show we got a little smarts every once in a while.
And I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But we need to go back
but
to...
But I need a... Yeah. You know.
We had a moment. Yeah. Yeah.
Need a button up, you know?
Hey, I'm getting older, man.
Yeah, apparently. You're going to have that cow in a minute.
You know what, Tommy? I was thinking if, you know, you do impressions, and you do impressions very well, and one of them, of course, is the President Obama. If Hillary is elected...
How's your Hillary?
I haven't, you know, I don't.
Going to mess up a lot of impersonators.
I've had eight years of a good run, but this is going to be a feat for me. I do have a white woman in my act, though, so.
Yes, white woman to the rescue.
White woman to the rescue, but I guess that would be, David!
There you go.
There you go! See, I told you fresh jokes. I go from there. You see, Tom?
I see.
Stand up for stand-ups.